Kaluasik is the name of a man who was famous among us Netsilik. Kaluasik. A man who was the best ever among us. The fastest and the strongest in a kayak. Kaluasik, the hunter every man here would like to be. But not in the beginning. In the beginning, this Kaluasik, who was small, no bigger than a boy, had a weak will. He hunted together with the sons of Kufkilik. But when the three of them took to their kayaks to race after caribou, well, Kaluasik was always left behind. In the beginning, I tell you, Kaluasik was a name which made the hunters laugh.
Now, brother, you know what to do. When the chasers have run the caribou into the lake, we take our kayaks out after the herd. And you, Kaluasik, are you coming with us today?
Or behind us again? Yes, I'm coming.
So, no matter who wins the race, we already know for sure who the loser will be. Hey, Kaluasik.
Who?
You, Kaluasik. You.
And paddle after them.
Come on, brother. There's a bull with a heavy coat in the lead for one of us.
Let's go.
Faster. Almost. Almost there. The bull is mine.
Not quite, brother.
Mine. Come on, Kaluasik. You paddle like a sick old man.
Aren't you ashamed of your clothes, Kaluasik?
Ah, the bull caribou is mine. Don't you even want a skin to wrap around you at night, Kaluasik?
Of course I want skins. And antlers and bone and sinews for my wife to sew with. But no matter how fast I paddle, I can't catch up with Kufkilik's sons.
Quietly, Kaluasik brings his kayak to shore, and not wanting to, approaches the tent of Kufkilik, where the old man is cutting up the caribou his sons have brought in.
And look who comes here now, my sons. Kaluasik, the slow wagging tail of the dog.
Kufkilik, my wife's cooking pot is empty.
Is that my fault? My sons race across the lake ahead of the caribou herd. Our cooking pots are always full.
Aren't I one of the chasers? Don't I work along with everyone else when we build the Inukshuks?
Yes, of course, and you get your share. Here's some meat.
Kaluasik, why don't you go out alone and hunt in the hills with a bow and arrow?
Who would chase the caribou close enough so my arrows could hit them?
I don't know, Kaluasik. I just don't know.
Kaluasik, a name which causes laughter. At nightfall, he comes home in his ragged coat. Comes home to his wife.
You've brought the worst little scraps of meat.
I didn't make the kill.
The lake was thick with caribou today. I saw them from the hill.
I was just waiting for a good fat bull.
To swim over to your kayak and ask to be speared. I married a man who can't hunt. And worse, a man who doesn't even have the will to keep us alive and warm.
Ah, you're wrong about that. Tomorrow, you'll see.
What are you looking for?
Just this.
That old paddle you carry around. Nobody uses those anymore.
But look, here are places for my hands so I can get a better grip while I'm paddling.
And you think that strange old paddle with the holding places will help you?
I don't know. I know this feels good in my hands. I feel by tomorrow I may just have the strength and luck I need on the lake.
Brother, pull! Hey, brother, look at that kayak coming up behind us on the other side.
Who is it?
The man was small and ragged enough to be Kalawasi.
But the speed of the kayak says it couldn't be.
Faster, just a little faster.
Look at him! I'm going faster, brother! I'm doing this fast as I can!
There! I've got him! Come up alongside the kayak, my fat caribou friend in the thick coat. And I'll take you to meet my wife and her sewing needles.
On the shore, Kaluasik's wife stands watching with Kufkilik, and she smiles.
Look at the size of the caribou your husband is dragging on shore.
I see it.
In my long life, I've never seen a man so fast in a kayak. Kalwasik looked like a bird that does not touch the water.
So, when we Netsilik speak the name of Kalwasik, we laugh in a different way. And each man among us thinks Kalwasik, the caribou hunter I would like to be.
This is the story of Nuliyajuk, the mother of all the sea animals. Once, a long, long time ago, the people who live at King Murtok left their village. They were going to cross the water, and they had made rafts of kayaks tied together. There were a great many of them, and they were all in a hurry to leave and find new hunting grounds. And there was not much room on the rafts that they had tied together. In this village, there lived a little girl whose name was Nuliyajuk. When the other boys and girls jumped onto the raft, she jumped with them. But Nuliyajuk didn't have any relatives, so nobody cared about her. And so they picked her up and threw her into the icy, cold water. She tried and tried to hang on to the edge of the raft, but the people in the raft took their knives and cut off her fingers. And all of a sudden, the pieces of her fingers became alive in the water and bobbed up and down all around the raft, just like seals. And that was the way seals came to be. But Nuliyajuk herself sank right down to the bottom of the sea. There she became a spirit, a sea spirit. And she was the mother of all the animals that live in the sea, because the seals were made from her cut-off fingers. Then she became the mother of everything else alive, too, even the animals that live on the land and are hunted by people. Nuliyajuk lives in a house at the bottom of the sea. In this house, many terrible creatures live with her. There is Katuam Inua, the ruler of the passage, who keeps track of all the taboos that are broken by people on earth. Everything he sees and hears, he tells Nuliyajuk. Inside the passage is a huge black dog that frightens away anyone who tries to get in to see Nuliyajuk, unless he is a very powerful Angatok. And so Nuliyajuk obtained great power over mankind, because they had hated her and thrown her into the sea. She became the most powerful of all the spirits, and the one that people are the most afraid of, because she can control their lives. in the winter when everything is dark and the sun is low, when the earth is cold and windy and it is most difficult and dangerous to live. There are more taboos that people must not break if they want to keep her goodwill. Whenever anybody on earth breaks a taboo, Nulyajuk is very angry. She punishes mankind by hiding all the animals, by shutting them up in her house. And as long as they are there, there are no animals to hunt in the sea, and people have to starve. Then the Angatoks have to call on their helping spirits to try to make Nulyajuk be kind again. Angatoks are only human beings, but they can be very powerful. Now this is all we know about Nulyajuk, the sea spirit. It is true that she gives seals to mankind, but she would really like to see mankind starve to death. Because when she was a little girl and lived on Earth, mankind had no pity for her.